This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I am so glad that you decided to get back to feeling good again. How long has it been for you? If that's the case, you've come to the right place. This is your chance to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick and resurrect your good health safely and naturally. And we can get started with that process should you have a health-related concern, a quagmire, a dilemma, a problem. Go to your telephone, call into our toll-free nationwide number, and ask that question about your health or the health of somebody else that you care to call in on behalf of. Here's the number. And remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. Call in now. Tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. 888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number. 888-55, and then on your touch tone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. 1-888-553-7262. 62 is our call-in phone number. We'll go to your phone calls in just a moment. Christy in the state of Iowa, you'll be up first. Stand by. We're going to begin this hour, however, with information about how the use of antibiotics by women in midlife linked to later cognitive decline. Cognitive decline related to the miracle drug antibiotic. Now, cognitive decline, just so you know what that is. That's a reduction of one or more cognitive abilities, such as your memory, gone. Awareness, gone. Judgment. You know, these things are affected by cognitive loss. Your mental acuity. And you don't want cognitive loss. And here you have a potential adverse side effect with the use of antibiotics, and I think everybody in the United States could agree by now that they're overprescribed and overutilized. Way, way so much. And that's why we have all these drug-resistant infections, MRSA infections, and all these other drug-resistant infections floating around that the antibiotics no longer have an impact on. They obviously, they're working on trying to produce greater and stronger ones, but as they do, the infections, the bacterial infections, find a way to outsmart the drugs. The reason? We have not used them judiciously, meaning they have been overutilized. And when that happens, problems occur. We're in the midst of that. There are many, many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, that die every year as a result of adverse side effects associated with overprescribing of antibiotics. But at the same time, they're a miracle drug and can save your life should you have an infection. So it's a double-edged sword. But here are the here's the latest information out. A team of researchers from Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School, Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, Rush Medical College, and Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School have found a link. After all this time, ladies and gentlemen, they have just discovered a link between the use of antibiotics by middle-aged women and cognitive decline later in life. And this was published in a prestigious peer-reviewed medical journal. Prior research has suggested that there is a connection between the gut microbiome, which we have discussed on this program so many times, with Dr. Ross Pelton, pharmacist, Marty Whittakin, and so many other people, how the gut, your gastrointestinal system, and the healthy, friendly bacteria that's there, and when it becomes disrupted as a result of a scorched earth policy of taking antibiotics way too often, a mental health problem can occur. And it shows you, therefore, the connection, we call it the gut-brain axis, how your gastrointestinal area affects your brain. And when you knock the heck out of the gastrointestinal area with potent antibiotics, you best be prepared to clean up that mess afterwards. And so many times it's not even dealt with at all. Or they give people these silly, compressed, not-do-anything probiotics in the hospital, which are a total joke. Well, here's the research now showing a connection. And if it's happening to women in their middle age linked to cognitive decline, how many people believe that it could happen in 5 years? We're finding out that it's happening to children or other people or males or females in different age brackets. Communication between the gut and the central nervous system has been labeled what I just said, the gut-brain axis, and some studies have shown an apparent link between problems in the gut and mental diseases such as depression and schizophrenia. Prior research has also shown that the drugs, antibiotics, and their use can lead to serious disruption of this important, healthy, friendly microbiome, also called microbiota, the friendly bacteria that when you take an antibiotic drug, it's not discriminatory. It destroys all of the bacteria, not just the bad bacteria that's there in your bloodstream. All of the bacteria gets wiped out in your gastrointestinal tract. And this is not surprising since the microbiome is made up partly of bacteria. In this new effort, the researchers found a link between antibiotic use in women during middle age and a larger than normal degree of cognitive decline that is measurable. We're talking about women, their mean age was 54 years of age. But if it's happening in women who are 54 years of age, where they're losing cognition, they're losing their awareness, their judgment, their memory, their mental acuity, how many other women is it affecting that are not in their middle age, that are younger or older? They analyzed over 15,000 female nurses describing antibiotic use and the results of cognitive score collected several years later, comparing those who took antibiotics over different duration periods with those who did not take antibiotics. That's how they came to this conclusion. And the researchers found that women who had taken antibiotics for at least 2 months scored lower on cognitive tests taken 7 years later than the nurses who had not taken or been exposed to antibiotics for a shorter period of time or not at all. The researchers suggest the decline was approximately equivalent to 3 to 4 years of aging. So here we have a drug class that's highly overused and abused in America today, especially in America, where doctors just, I mean, you can't even have the doctor coming through the door and they don't have their prescription pad in their hand and they're prescribing an antibiotic for a sniffly nose or an ear infection or something that is viral and they're giving you an antibiotic. Or a woman who's got a mild urinary tract infection, which natural things could help it, they get antibiotics. Or somebody who's got a little cough or bronchitis, they get an antibiotic. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on, unnecessarily. and leaving these women exposed to 3 to 4 years of brain aging. In other words, antibiotics will age your brain in this particular study. That's what they're saying. In women who are in the middle age, but I'm sure it happens to other women too. It ages, it excessively ages the brain because it is knocking the heck out of the important connection between your gut and the friendly bacteria that are there, that reside, and your brain and how your brain works. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, in this radio show, we have tried to educate you over the years of how important it is to take probiotics, specifically Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the best one on the market today that I take personally, and so does my family. So there you have it. Be very careful with antibiotics and make sure you ask that doctor, is it absolutely necessary, doctor? How do you know I have an infection that is requiring antibiotics? Always ask those questions. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to your phone call. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here with celebratory news. Check this. 50 years later, 900 published scientific papers proving the value of their product and millions of people having benefited by the health-giving properties of aged garlic extract. Kinenbi Omedito in Japanese means happy anniversary. The company Wakanaga initially developed their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, in Japan. They brought it to the United States in 1972. So happy anniversary, Wakanaga of America. The unique part about their aged garlic extract is that the aging process converts garlic's unstable properties into the beneficial compounds, distinguishing Kyolic aged garlic extract from other garlic products on the market. This exclusive process allows the support of healthy cholesterol, homocysteine, and blood pressure levels. Aged garlic extract has also been shown to promote healthy circulation, reduce coronary artery calcification, enhance immunity, and encourage proper memory and liver function.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right. It's an open topic conversation on the topic of health, from heel pain to headaches, sinus problems to skin issues, knee problems to kidney stones, cholesterol issues to COVID, and all points in between. If you've got a health-related question, I'll do my very best to give you a health answer. All you have to do is wind me up by calling into our toll-free number, nationwide. Here's the number. Jot it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to your sick loved ones and friends and neighbors and coworkers, or pass it out to your social media platform so they, too, have this number and access to this radio show to call in and get advice from a licensed doctor for, well, for free 99. Will that work for you? Here's the number, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. And access to my website is drbob.com. There you would need to spell out the word doctor, DOCTOR Bob.com. All right. I hope that the last segment related to the potential risk of taking antibiotics in women. In this particular study, they looked at women with the average age of 54 having loss of cognitive health in response to taking antibiotics. I hope that wakes you up, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you need an antibiotic, it can certainly save your life if you have a bacterial infection. But it can also mess you up royally if you've been given antibiotics unnecessarily. And furthermore, what have you done after you've taken the antibiotics to restore that gut-brain axis that has to be there, that has so many things to do with your mental health and your immune system health and every other part of your body, because that area of the body is just so underappreciated. That's why we recommend the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics here on this show. All right, we're going to go to your telephone calls and questions now. Open line, any and all health questions segment or health comments. If you care to comment on anything I said, I'm happy to take that as well. Our number, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. Up first is, as promised, Christy in the state of Iowa. Welcome to the program, Christy. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
So I'm going on 2 years with having been diagnosed as having polymyalgia rheumatica.
Right.
And so I'm on prednisone yet, and I would really like to get off of that medication. And in March, I went for a checkup, and my levels were up more than what they should have been at the regular. And so I'm still on it, but I don't like being on it. And I guess my muscles, I guess, are achy or sore. They're tender. And I guess I'm just wondering, is there something other than vitamin D that they're prescribing for my bones, but for something holistic type that I can be taking to help myself? And, you know, is there all kinds of foods that I need to be avoiding? Because I know the one time you were talking about rheumatoid, that maybe it was some type of bacteria that's inside your body, but from what I was told with having poly, that it was caused maybe by some type of trauma. And I'm just wondering if there's something overlooked, or if I should have a second opinion, or what I maybe should do to help myself.
Okay. A lot of good questions there, Christy. And I'm sorry that you're suffering with polymyalgia rheumatica. I've treated many cases of that. Just so people know what it is, it's an inflammatory disorder that does cause muscle pain and stiffness, and especially in the shoulders and the hips area, where
yes,
there's a lot of movement, the ball and sockets. And, boy, it's extremely painful, especially worse in the morning time. I know that,
yes,
particularly from all the patients that I've had. And so it's in the autoimmune disease family. There's over 80 of them, probably more than 100 of them, where the body attacks itself. But it's usually attacking itself because it's trying to chase something that it sees that it never really fixes. And that's why...
Okay.
That's why I believe, Chrissy, that this is something that, you know, the prednisone is a stopgap measure. It's a Band-Aid on a big, big gaping problem. They're trying to, you know, give you back quality of life, trying to slow it down with the hope that magically it will go away if your astrological sign changes or something. I've never understood that, because when you have this fight within mainstream medicine between the rheumatologists who treat polymyalgia rheumatica and rheumatoid arthritis and all the other inflammatory joint problems and muscle problems, and the infectious disease doctors who want to say, look, these infections, these autoimmune disease problems are often driven by low-grade infections. Those low-grade infections can come from anywhere. They can come from a root canal that you've had. They can come from a sexually transmitted disease that you had, you thought you got over after a round of antibiotics, but it could come from a herpes exposure that you have had. It can come from a vaccine that you've had. It can come from anything that can trigger and play this role if your immune system is down at the time of the exposure and it gets a foothold. So in mainstream medicine, in my opinion and the opinion of many others, this is an area that they do not excel in other than looking at, you know, stopgap measures, which is what they're doing. They're doing the right protocol. It's just that you'll never get solved. So what I suggest, because it's complicated, these autoimmune diseases are very, very complicated. We need to look at the gut health. That's where your immune system is mostly residing. We need to look at how your body is nutritionally working inside, because that's key. Sure, you can take cod liver oil every day and try to offset some of the damage that the prednisone is just going to crumble your bones over time and wreck your immune system over time, because it suppresses your immune system and sets you up for a super infection. All of those things exist, and you can lose your vision from them, cataracts, everything else. But it's one of those miracle drugs which also has a very, very sharp edge to it that if you take it long enough, the very drug that you're on will kill you. You don't have to worry about the polymyalgia rheumatica, Christy. That drug that you're taking and those that will follow are worse than the very disease itself, not to mention. So my suggestion, you find an integrative doctor, a doctor who's trained in, functional medicine, who can delve deeper and know both sides of the equation. And if you can't find somebody that you know and trust in your area, call the folks over at Nutritional Testing Services and inquire about having some of these objective laboratory analysis done that you may not be accessing through your own doctor right now. You need a comprehensive digestive test to find out if you have leaky gut syndrome, if you have bacteria that's not being managed in your gut. And when you're on prednisone, and these things can flare up fungal infections and yeast infections, all kinds of problems, and in the end make the problem actually worse. So I would suggest minimally a comprehensive digestive test, which measures about 25 different biomarkers, and then it's analyzed to determine how to retract those and how to solve those, as well as a nutritional blood analysis, which I guarantee you have not had. You've had, they're measuring your sedimentation rate and your inflammatory markers and stuff like that, and your complete blood count, but they're not really giving you any advice moving forward as to where the problem's coming from and how do you solve it. That's what you need. So comprehensive nutritional blood analysis, number one, and a comprehensive digestive test, two. Those two tests ought to happen minimally for you, and that's analyzed by a doctor, and then you get a written report of findings and recommendations as to what to do. It's that simple. So you want a comprehensive digestive test. I would recommend the expanded panel for you. And a comprehensive nutritional blood analysis. They're different tests. One is measuring stool and saliva. The other is looking at your bloodstream comprehensively. Call them up and inquire more about it, Christy, at 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822 for Nutritional Testing Service. And I thank your phone call. All right, we're going to come back with more of your phone calls and questions. If you want to join us, you can. 888-553-7262. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimal neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for?
This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so appreciate you tuning into the program. And if you're able to get through to the show to ask a question about your health or somebody else's health, be patient. We'll get to all of your calls before the end of the show. Our number here, for the people who would wish to call into the show and get healthy advice and information or make a health-related comment, is 888-553-7262. 888-55 Dr. Bob, 1-888-553-7262. From fingernail problems on your hands to problems related to your toes and all points in between, we discuss all of it here on this program. 888-553-7262. Next up, we say hello to Greg in the state of New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Greg. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir.
Good. Question. My wife suffers from recurring urinary tract infections, and they always treat it with a mixture of meds or time meds, you know, mm-hmm. take for X number of days. Mm-hmm. And that starts at like 10 days and goes on to a month.
Right.
And it solves it. But
yeah,
like
temporarily.
Said,
temporarily.
Recurs. Yes.
Well, look, antibiotics, Greg, are required and necessary when somebody gets so deeply infected in urinary tract, because if you don't, you're going to risk kidney damage and sepsis, which is very dangerous. But we're not getting to the real problem here. We're just kicking the can down the road. Something is out of balance in her body. She shouldn't be getting these infections. Most women you know, just don't get infections, urinary tract infections. They just right. don't. And go ahead.
It's a little complicated in that she has dementia also.
Okay, well, that certainly makes that complicated. I completely understand what you're saying. There's a lot of reasons. For example, let's just go with the basic stuff for people to better understand. One, you got to make sure you're diligent with water. You've got to drink pure water, not sink water or tap water with chlorination in it, which is very much caustic to a person who's got a propensity towards urinary tract infections. And usually these things are E. coli-related, bacterial, 70%. And they could be related to the dementia and the hygiene associated with dementia, depending on the level of dementia that she suffers from. So if there's hygiene problems, that could absolutely complicate it. But what you have to do with is to try to reduce the effects of the of E. coli by providing maintenance ways to keep that E. coli from sticking to her urinary tract, to her bladder. How do we do that? Well, we use something called D-mannose, which you can get at any health food store. You take 3 to 6 grams of D-mannose powder in any kind of purified water, and she drinks that down each day. And what D-mannose does, it's the magic ingredient that you always hear about with cranberry, you know, drink cranberry juice. But cranberry juice just doesn't cut the mustard because most of it is full of high fructose corn syrup or sugar, as in Ocean Spray. Avoid it like the plague. What you should do instead, get the actual ingredient of cranberry that works, which is the D-mannose, which causes an anti-adherence factor. Which means that when that mannose coats the urinary tract and the E. coli comes across that area, it grabs the mannose as food, but then the mannose takes it out. So it keeps it from clinging to the site and then it reduces her risk of developing these infections. So D as in dog, dash, mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E. You can get that in any health food store or health grocery store. They'll have it. Another one is one I like called MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane. It's a sulfur-containing amino acid that also is very successful at reducing bladder infections. M as in Mary, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, MSM. Another herb that I love using, bladder rack, works well. Nano silver works well. There's also something very simple you can get in one formulation for her. It's called Bladder Drops by Strauss Naturals. We just last hour had a gentleman on talking about kidney drops. This is a bladder formulation, all the herbs that help the bladder to be healthy. With women who develop these urinary tract infections or have urinary incontinence, it would be a good choice. Strauss Bladder Drops. Let me see if I got that phone number to Strauss. Make it easy here, Greg, for you. Here it is. 866-478-2873. You're looking for Strauss Bladder Drops, 866-478-2873. The things that should be reduced in people who have constant urinary tract infection, sugar is out of the question. Alcohol, out of the question. Those are things that are like, you know, and more water in general. It will help her out and help her out greatly. All right, thank you for your phone call on her behalf, Greg. Next up, we say hello to Mike in the state of Colorado. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Mike, hello.
Hello, how are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I've had this cold fungus, and I've had it for years. And I've tried everything from soaking in vinegar and all of that. Now I've gotten my fingers. I don't know if there's something I can take internally to get rid of it or what.
Okay, so you have nail infections?
Yes.
Is that, did it start on your toes or did it start on your fingers or where are they?
It started on my toes.
Yeah. Okay, usually, and did it turn them sort of yellow and heaved up a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah, usually there's a Cotinia infections. It's like a yeast or fungal infection, and it's systemic, Mike. That's why it won't work if you do things topically. There's all kinds of stuff you can do topically in the drugstore.
Yeah, try it all out.
it's not going to work. It's futile to go there most of the time because these are systemic, which means they're inside. And until you correct that inside fungal infection, you're going to have those nail problems until the day you take your last breath. And you'll suffer with it all the way through. So, what do? Well, you attack the inside-out problem. And eventually, you can also treat the outside in, too. That'll help. You can use tea tree oil on the outside. But again, you're putting frosting on burnt cake. You're covering up termites with paint. You know, they're underneath there. So you get a comprehensive digestive test and find out how bad and what type of fungal infection or yeast infection that you have and what to do about it to counter it. So what it requires is a stool sample and a saliva sample that's sent into a laboratory that does a very sophisticated test which tells you exactly what's wrong, and then there is a complete treatment for it. If you're interested in that, call the folks over at Nutritional Testing Services and they'll tell you about the comprehensive digestive test. 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. Ask them about the comprehensive digestive test. Mike, thank you for your phone call. Good health to you. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay tuned.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95-milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you
the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Appreciate you tuning into the show and telling everybody else to do the same thing. You can also access lots of health articles that continue to be posted up. The best health articles I think you'll find anywhere else. They are, because I picked them out myself, handpicked them. They're there on my website, free and unfettered access, 24/7, 365, over at drbob.com. DOCTOR Bob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. There you'll also be able to get into the podcast library, a library in which are basically recordings of past shows. This show, for example, if you want to listen to last hour's interview that we had related to kidney health and how to help and manage kidney health issues, I would recommend you get into that podcast library. As of this coming Wednesday, it will be located, this show will be located there in its total 3-hour length. All right, now, we're going to veer our attention to a very important topic, and we'll continue our open line conversation once we get through this and beyond into next hour. And again, our phone number into the program, should you have a health-related question you'd like to ask me, I'm happy to try to answer it, and I'll do my best to help you out. Or you have a health-related comment you'd like to drop off, you can do that as well. Here's our toll-free number, nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. Oh, this is going to shock a lot of people who are heavy users of artificial sweeteners. Because you're trying to get away from sugar, and you should. But using Splenda and Equal and Sweet and Low and all these other common, they call them nutritive sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, not good. This is out of Natural News. A study published on March 24th in the journal PLOS, which Medicine, which stands for Public Library of Science, linked the use of artificial sweeteners to a greater cancer risk. The big C, folks. Here you are trying to get away from sugar because you gain weight on it. You increase your risk of diabetes and over 100 different diseases eating common table sugar. You switch over instead to zero-calorie artificial sweeteners, and now you find that you have a greater cancer risk from these common artificial sweeteners, you know, the blue packets, those little packets you rip open, or the pink packets full of, yeah, Equal, Splenda, Sweet and Low, there's a whole lot of aspartame, you know, there's a whole long list of them. This study backs data from earlier research that shows artificial sweeteners can increase your cancer risk. And that's the last thing we need, is an increase in cancer risk. It's already way too high. While artificial sweetening products have fewer calories and no sugar, they are not healthy at all. There is mounting evidence that the skyrocketing rates of obesity and cardiovascular disease, heart disease, in the U.S. are tied to the consumption of food products that contain artificial sweeteners. Let's say that again. Obesity and heart disease tied to the consumption of these artificial sweeteners add cancer to that. That's what we're talking about. Why? Because it screws up your brain chemistry and you want to eat more when you're eating these artificial sweeteners. The problem began when artificial sweeteners became more popular after countless studies conducted through the years confirmed that sugar damages your health. Sugar, of course, can cause and often causes weight gain and an increased risk of visceral fat. That's a terrible fat that's in the abdominal area, particularly a very toxic fat. The kind of deep belly fat linked to health issues like diabetes, like heart disease, like high blood pressure. Consuming too much sugar can also lead to, of course, every disease under the sun, including everything from acne to depression. And, of course, the sugar industry misdirected the public. It also created a demand for products made with zero calories. We're talking about these artificial sweeteners. Name one: Splenda, Equal, Sweet and Low, Aspartame. There's a lot of them under brand names out there. And for the new study, researchers from the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research and Sorbonne, Paris, Nord University in France took a closer look at the safety of artificial sweeteners. The scientists examined data from more than 100,000 adults enrolled in an ongoing NutriNet Santé study against cancer risk. Past studies and conflicting findings, but researchers wanted to take a closer look at the carcinogenicity of specific artificial sweeteners like Sanet and Sweet One, along with aspartame and sucralose found in artificial sweeteners such as Splenda, Equal, and Sweet and Low. And according to the findings, the participants who consumed the highest levels of artificial sweeteners had a greater overall risk of cancer, with the highest risk observed for breast cancer and obesity-related cancers, which are colon cancer, uterine cancer, gallbladder cancer, upper stomach cancer, kidney cancer, and liver cancer. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about alternatives to these artificial sweeteners and sugar. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, a healthy welcome or welcome back to the program as we wind down this hour. We have one more hour left in the program, so stick around because next hour we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall that you should know about, and we have the Health Mystery of the Week plus other news, including why it is that podcast listeners, people who listen to podcasts, which are past recordings of broadcasts, radio broadcasts, or even television broadcasts, are more intellectually curious and less neurotic. We'll tell you about that next hour. And never, ever allow your dog to lick your child or your grandchild's face. We're going to explain what that information is about. New research on that, and the top 10 most stressed states in America. Maybe you're living in one of them. Maybe not. You'll find out next hour, so don't go anywhere. All right, now then, we've been talking about these artificial sweeteners. People use them in place of sugar. Very common ones on the market are Splenda, Equal, and Sweet and Low. You see them at every restaurant. They're blue and red, pink packets. Researchers have found links between these artificial sweetener consumptions and cancer risk. And based on their findings, the researchers said they don't support the use of artificial sweeteners at all. They're not safe alternatives for sugar, but sugar's not safe either. So what are you going to do? Let's face it, we like that. We've got that taste bud on the tongue for a reason. Well, there are safer options. I'm going to be covering one of them in next hour's Health Alternative of the Week. Don't miss that. Next hour, I'll lay it out to you specifically. But in the meantime, think about the fact that there are low glycemic sweeteners that are not artificial, that are safe, that are natural, from natural sources that won't cause your cancer increase risk or any other risk, including yacon syrup, xylitol, and monk fruit. And those are available pretty much across the board in health food and health grocery stores. Yacon syrup, spelled Y-A-C-O-N, xylitol, spelled X Y-L-I-T-O-L, and monk fruit. So there are your options. Sugar's not an option. Artificial sweeteners, you can take that off the table now. Now that you've known or found out about, there's a risk between greater obesity with the use of those and cardiovascular disease. Add the big C, and I do mean the cancer, now on that list. All right, stay tuned. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.